Hi, I'm Brad Seidel.
And when people say, Brad, what do you do for a living? How do you answer that?
Well, you know, it's interesting, and this is part of our show, Borrowed Time, really deals with this core issue, because my identity from just before the mid-70s, I would have said I was the former keyboard player for Hall & Oates, and then we got to 75 and later, I am a film composer, which in Hollywood means film and television, really. And I am not a film composer anymore. I'm a composer and a playwright and a
surfer
and various other things. But the play, the show, this one-man musical, does deal with that question, you know, having left Hollywood behind, what is my identity? And the difficulty of leaving that seductive world with my name on the big screen behind to become something I didn't quite know where I would end up. I'm ending up back where I started when I was a kid, which was getting out there and performing live for people and singing songs about what I see in the world and inside my heart and all that kind of stuff. And doing that live is quite a privilege.
Well, Anne, let me ask you, since you're an actress, was it because of the business that you met Brad?
Yeah. He came to see me in a play in Los Angeles. So he sat in the audience for an hour or two, taking me in and deciding I wasn't his type based on the character I was playing. It turned out we were fit for each other quite, but it was, yeah, through the theater that we met.
And how is it that you first came to work together creatively?
Oh, how did that start? It was 2.5 years ago, I'm going to say, and Brad began working on this piece on his own. It turned into what it's become in its genesis, a one-man show, and asked me if I would help him co-write or develop it, help produce and direct it, and gradually we began working together through the ups and downs of that sort of partnership and living together and being partners in life together.
This is a bit of a jump, but I was, you know, the part that was really new to me was performing the parts of the show. I'd say it's about 50-50, you know, singing and playing, which has been my world, though I hadn't performed live in over 35 years. But the acting part, there is narration. I do play characters, including myself at various ages and people that I run into. And I really, though I acted a little bit as a kid, you know, not professionally ever, I felt that really I needed some help with that, and I was down in L.A. taking an improv course with a woman who's named Ann Randolph, who's very well known for doing one-person shows and playing characters, so I went down and worked with one of the best, and when she asked me, who's going to direct your show, I said, well, my wife is directing my show, and she did a slow take and looked at me like, you must be out of your mind.
Well, I wonder from Anne, is Brad good at taking notes?
Oh, there you are. Well, not in the original days, no. It was his show. He knew who he was at any given moment, and he knew what he wanted to portray and get across as a message and what his themes were. And he hadn't acted as I don't know, anything but a kid in his life. So it was trying to be in that creative, theatrical brain of mine and give him suggestions and direction. We bumped heads a lot.
So, Mark, you know, it's really interesting because it's really blossomed, and now I think I'm much better at it. But what it really required for me to open myself, because I did feel like it was mine and my story, and how can you tell me how I would be in a given scene? I lived it. When I saw a video of our premiere, of our you know, we called it a premiere, but it was really just, still a work in progress. I really feel the show is the show now, so Tucson's getting what I think is the true premiere. But anyway, when I sat quietly and watched a video of my performance, I really got it. I got that there was this leap between what I felt I was doing and what the audience was receiving, and that's where Anne's expertise has helped so much in bringing those two disparate things together so that what I really want the audience to get, she's given me the theatrical vocabulary and helped me develop some of the chops necessary to really deliver what was in my heart.
Did you grow up here, Anne, in Tucson?
I did. I left to complete college. I started at 2 years at the U of A and transferred to Occidental College in L.A. in order to get closer to Hollywood for myself.
Well, when you come back, what do you think about how much it's changed?
I look to the desert and the skies more than anything. I'm surprised by the outstretching land being covered with new buildings. That always surprises me. I mean, the places that I used to ride a horse or drive to be in nature are not so much nature anymore. And that's always a surprise, but that's true everywhere. I'm glad I grew up there when it was small. I'm glad I got to know it as a smaller town, that's for sure. But I love the desert.
Composer and performer Brad Fidel and director Anne Dusenberry present Borrowed Time, A Musical Journey, for one show at the Berger Performing Arts Center on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock.